White, J.E. White, Emma. Kurrenbong, New South Wales, Australia, January 15, 1895. Dear children, Edson and Emma White. Maud Camp, May Lacey, and your mother left their home in Granville to come to Dora Creek, January 14th. This is now accepted school ground after so long delay. Nothing opened for us but this place. The very place we should have accepted by faith months ago, and now we would have been 1 year ahead. But the enemy works hard to hinder, perplex, and discourage. But at last the settlement is made, and now the work will be started in good earnest, we hope. We have come here for a rest for me, and that we might get the opportunity to have an education from Sister Rousseau for May Lacey and Maud Camp, who was my cook, but decided she must leave me for standing on her feet so much was endangering her health. We have company almost continually, and we cannot see any way but we must have company. There is no place but my home to entertain comers and goers. I have a large, convenient house, but it does make it bad upon my girls who do my work. They are just as precious in the sight of God as I am, and I cannot see them overworked and feel guiltless. And it brought a constant strain upon me in worrying and a constant tax upon the workers. Maud is a nice, capable girl. I had heard remarks made that she had once worked at the tailoring trade. I said to her, "Maud, can you sew, make pants, vests, and coats?" She said, "I have worked 6 years at the business." And I said, "Then remain in my employment, and I will give you all the sewing you will need." She was glad and thankful. Annie Olick was out of a situation. She had been working in a Jewish family, and she was anxious to work for me, and I was very anxious to obtain her, so the arrangements were made. She is the very girl I needed, and I am so well pleased with her work. She is companionable and cheerful. May Lacey is a noble-looking girl and possesses a fine mind. She is in good health, says she was never sick a day in her life. May Walling went to America to be on hand if the Walling suit should be pushed. May Lacey takes her place. Willie was so anxious that I should have someone to give me treatment, and I have employed her, and she fills the bill nicely. But I soon learned why Willie was anxious for May Lacey. He loved her, and she seems more like Mary White, our buried treasure, than anyone he had met. But I had not the slightest thought when she came to my home. But you will have a new sister in a few months, if her father gives his consent. She is a treasure. I am glad indeed for Willie, for he has not had a very happy, pleasant life since the death of Mary. He will now take steps to have his children come to Australia. New South Wales is as healthful a climate as I have ever lived in, and is a fruit country. We like the place, but there is so much to do, we do not know how we can leave to return to America or to go to Africa. I see no light in leaving here. Willie and Rousseau are in Melbourne, attending a special meeting. Rousseau returns to this place in less than 2 weeks. Willie goes to Tasmania and calls on May Lacey's father and sets before him his love for his daughter. Then he takes boat for New Zealand, and we will not see him for 3 months. Then, if the Lord will, I shall have a daughter with whom I am well pleased. She is always cheerful, kind, and tender-hearted, willing to do anything she can, and is always satisfied and thankful. She has a large head, blue eyes, she calls them gray, but they are blue, cheeks as red as roses, light complexion. Well, I think I have described her nicely. I told her today that I would like to understand if the matter was settled between her and Willie. She said it was, if her father would consent. I have not any doubt but what he will consent. I am now preparing her wardrobe. I paid the expenses of her brother in college at Battle Creek. Her father did not feel able to do this. May has been 3 terms in the school and has developed a talent for a worker, giving Bible readings and visiting. She loves the truth and loves the Lord and is content with anything. Everyone acquainted with her loves her, and everyone who knows of this engagement says she is just the one for Willie White. She is a good performer upon the piano or organ, and reminds me of Mary as she acts this part in meeting. She has a powerful voice that can be cultivated. She loves me, and I love her. I wish you could see her. She is about as tall as Mary, her eyes the color of Mary's eyes. She has a similar forehead as Mary had. She is of a sweet disposition, will never stir him up and make him nervous. She is just the one I should choose. I have not seen anyone I have cared to take Mary's place in my family relation before, but this is all right. I leave them in the order of God.
I am so glad for Willie, for he needs a wife. She has a mild disposition, but can be personally decided. When she is satisfied a certain course is right, she is not to be moved any from it. She lost her mother a short time after we came to Australia. She was a precious Christian woman. Her father is a gentlemanly English type. He was an official officer for a long time in India. He is retired on a salary. He married a lady in the possession of some little property, and rich in numerous children, all grown to womanhood and manhood. This makes a house full of girls. She supports her children that are unmarried, and Brother Lacey supports his children, but thinks he cannot pay for their schooling. But he can do this if he only thinks so. He has been a strict vegetarian for years, never tastes the flesh of dead animals in any form. He is considered a very intelligent, kind-hearted man, and the children and parents have always lived in an atmosphere of love. Never a harsh word or unkind action has been revealed in all our association with her. Well, we are here, fitting up her wardrobe, and we hope she will be prepared for her married life with a real, becoming wardrobe, but not expensive or extravagant. You know that is not my besetting sin. I am much pleased to have a seamstress in my house, a coat, vest, and pants maker. Brother Belden has hired a home in Granville, not far from where we live, and he is purchasing, canning, and drying fruit for the school. They have considerable canned already of apricots and peaches, and are still at work. I have about 300 quarts of canned peaches and apricots. Mother.